Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show.
All right, folks, oh, we're back. And it is Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. It's Kim Wade coming to you live from WYAB 1039 FM. Well, folks, it is Friday. And before we get started, I want to remind you our hotline number is brought to you by the good folks over at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. And their number is 326-2755, area code 601. My producer thinks he has a, he prefer to listen to a series or whatever it is, rather than listen to Radio Strongman. Of course, he works here, and he said, well, that won't dissuade him from enjoying his life. But anyway, folks, remember, Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Storms came through yesterday, and just a couple of blocks away, trees were down. So if you've had damage to your home as a result of the wind damage, don't forget, call your insurance agent. Put everybody on notice that you got damage. You need to secure your home. And you need to call our good folks over Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. Oh, Eddie over there, 20 years in the insurance business, 20 years in the roofing business. He knows both sides of the fence. He can help navigate you through the process. So give them a call, 326-2755, area code 601. Or online, CompleteExteriorsMS.com. And don't forget, my agent, State Farm Agent Extraordinaire, John Dorsey. John's out there handling the folks' concerns and claims, etc. today, and he's doing a good job. Hat tip to all the insurance agents out there and making it happen, fulfilling their obligation, the contractual obligation, and I commend them highly for doing what they're doing. So, again, be patient, folks. But also secure this property and deal with people that you can trust. You heard about Complete Exteriors here on the Kim Wade Show. And also all the other companies you hear sponsored here at WYAB. When you have damage, you have a need, use them. Give them, at least give them your consideration. Give them an opportunity to pitch their wares, their services, etc. And we would appreciate it. It's the circle of life because here freedom will always ring. While others were selling you out, taking money to get you to take the vax and other things, we here at WYAB, we warned you, gave you a heads up. We stand tall for freedom, unabashedly so, 10 toes down in the paint. So just give our sponsors your consideration when you have need of services that you hear advertised here at WYAB. All right, folks, we are back. It is Friday. The Gun and Knife Club will begin in earnest in another hour and 51 minutes. So, be ye ready, be ye strapped down in Jacktown. Yes, on last night I did make the announcement. It went over pretty good. I think we had a pretty good turnout in my estimation. I know in terms of the helpers that the Lord sent who were amongst the audience, it was a good turnout. Message seems to have been well received, and there are videos of it rolling around out there. I think Clay has it on his, or he's putting it up, or he's doing something with it over there. But we want to thank all those who were in attendance. And I tell you what, I was really touched by the cross-section of folk that were there. It was probably about 40, 60 in terms of racial demographics. And I thought it went over pretty good. And the comments that I got, and I will say this to those who see the video or who was there, I welcome comments on how I can make it more coherent, succinct, and factually based if I was off in any areas. I did get some comments, and I appreciate it, and we're going to make the changes and adjustments accordingly. Because the goal is to get it right, not for me to be right. Being right is important, but getting it right is more important. So that's what we're striving for. And a hat tip to Jackson for Jackson for putting on that. And also they'll be at the third Thursday of next month, they'll be at the Police Training Academy over there on Myers. Is it Myers Avenue? Whatever it is. Over there in back of Hardy Junior High. So you can't miss it. And we just, again, thank the good folks for doing what they did. And enough of that. If you had comments, we'll certainly entertain them. But, you know, but I will say this here. To the detractors out there, and look, folks, it comes with the territory. I have no problems with it. I mean, you got your viewpoint, I have mine. But I'm going to tell you something. To those of you who, if your game plan to thwart my efforts, candidacy or whatever, if your game plan is to do the Uncle Tom or it's the white folks support him type thing, please bring it on. I tell you what I'll do. I am so confident of the position that I'm taking and the accuracy and efficacy of the approaches that I'm offering. I will pay for your airtime at WMPR so you can speak to what you believe to be your base. I will pay for it. I'll pay for an hour of time for you to go out there and tell people about me in terms of I'm an uncle. Just whatever you want to say, I'll pay for it. And all you salt droppers out there, all I say to you, I'll pay for your effort. All I ask you to do is put your name on it. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I want that fight. I want it just like that, baby. What did the lady say? I can't think of that blues singer's name. Anyway, I'll think about it. But the bottom line, yeah, I want that fight. That is, look, that's the briar patch for me. All that you and Uncle Tom and you use the word Negro, you can't call it, excuse me? And you, see, this is the reason why I push so hard with the positions that I take. Because the people who are upset with me using the word Negro, these are the people pushing for critical race theory. And then obviously they don't know the history of the word Negro, or they don't know what critical race theory is all about. Because when we were once Negroes, oh, we made gains in short period of time against the strongest headwinds of evil white Democrat policies. But now, if you sit back and look at the gains made when we started being referred to as black people, they don't even compare. It's a bunch of rhetoric, a bunch of feel-good crap. But when we were Negroes, we were knocking the ops to their knees, taking down giants on a regular basis, making bricks out of straw. But when we became black, it's all about the front. All about pretending, all about styling and profiling and no substance. All style and no substance. You doubt what I'm saying? Okay. Look at where we are today. Is this where we prefer to be? When's the last time we put up an institution, a building? When the last time we built a Piney Woods? A Utica Junior College or Utica College or school at that time. When's the last time? These black millionaires, name me one reading program being sponsored by a black millionaire. Here in Jackson, in Mississippi. Not matter trying to drop salt. I'm trying to point out to you, brother, ain't nobody coming for you. Ain't nobody. That's why I keep playing that clip about the white man telling the gentleman, hey, you know what black people's problem is? Black people's problem is they worry about us and think about us, and we're not thinking about them. Nobody's thinking about black people, not even black people. That's the whole point and why I keep playing it. because the points that he's making is so important. If you ain't thinking about you and I ain't thinking about you, ain't nobody doing nothing for you. And is anything getting done? No, that's why you're complaining. That's why you're upset with the migrants. And so when somebody like Radio Strongman come in here and say, hey, this is some cow residue going on here. We're not doing this crap anymore. Oh, you can't say that. You ain't really black. Okay, well, you ain't really smart because you ain't figured out that you in a car that ain't moving. You've been sitting here for 40 years. The car ain't moved. So I welcome that. So Marcus, Sock, Hamburger Guy, and all the rest, come on, bring it on. All the preachers, the guy, Donut Head said, will you be calling people out by name? Well, excuse me? When they go down there and stand on the steps of City Hall, they supposedly doing it in my name. So if you had to just went out there and just, hey, man, well, this is what I believe and what I like to see done. But don't be saying you're going down there doing it for black people when you know you're just doing it for you. When you take the walk around money and don't share it with black people, then what I'm supposed to say, wait a minute, bro, I know I'm not eating and you're eating. I know when I'm hungry. Oh, brother, you ain't really hungry. If you're hungry, you ain't really black. No, you ain't really sharing. So my message on yesterday was everybody got to eat. Because people say, we need somebody to unite the city. Man, I'm not going to be uniting no city. People can unite behind having a better Jackson. But the people who say we need to unite the city, many of them want you to beg them to sign on to your vision, your dream, or whatever. And I'm saying, no. Here's the plan, up or down. That's one of the things I always liked and admired about former supervisor, Hinds County, Peggy Calhoun. When Peggy would run for re-election, she didn't run on that black crap, white crap, or any other crap. She just said, here's my record, up or down. I'm running for re-election. Now, when you can do that, you can stand on what the young folks say, standing on business. She stood on her business. What's wrong with that? Why I got to have so much flack when I'm saying, why can't we be the first city that's majority black, operating in the black, and people want to come and visit without worrying about getting shot, killed, stabbed, beat, robbed? What's wrong with that? But I got to get all this. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go around you. All these immigrants they bringing in here? Oh, man, please. Bruh, you are so passe. We're going to incentivize free enterprise for those people who had to drive to come over this country, all the way from the Sudan, all the way from Nigeria, all the way from wherever. Those are the folks we work with. Because when you put them out there, you can't tell those Negroes from any other Negro until they start talking. So I'm just saying, if you want to play that old silly game, and I will say this to those who are professionals who I've contacted, and you want to withhold your support, don't even want to talk to me, that's fine. Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to go get white boy Bob to do the job that you said you could do. You got the certificates and the degree says that you should be able to do it, but you don't want to do it because of my policy. That's fine. Because white boy Bob going to do the job. The city's going to grow. And I'm going to turn around and point out. I said, you know what? They must have been the problem because they were doing it before white boy Bob came back to do it. And things didn't grow for 40 years. Now look at it. It took off like a rocket. So my suggestion, humbly submitted now, is that you come on, let's go and pull over this program. You don't have to like me. If you into your feelings and it's all about liking somebody, brother, you got the wrong attitude. And in fact, you're the one that caused me to have to throw my hat in the ring because you're into your feelings. You're a grown man. And I told y'all, and ladies, gentlemen, folks, listen to what I'm saying to you. If you hear a man in particular, but man or woman, if you hear somebody say, They don't like me. Those people don't like me. They don't like us. I was the only one who looked like me in the room. If you hear the conversation like that, folks, that is a defeatist attitude. They are not overcomers. That's the reason why we haven't made the type of progress we could, because they don't have that overcoming drive. That's why I said, let's take those folks who migrated to this country, who walked across the burning sands of Egypt and Sudan and everywhere else to get here, and the Darien Gap and all those, because those people got drive. If you want to sit back and complain about somebody not liking you, Hoss, this is like Gideon's army. The way you drank, you can't go. We don't need you. You have eliminated yourself. You are a weak man. You're moist. You're mild. You're soft. You're zesty. You ain't built for this fight. There have been some changes assigned to this era in Jackson's history. You're not going to be a part of it other than as a footnote to say they were the ones who were the boat anchors holding Jackson back. You're going to distinguish yourself by your opposition to the tide that's coming to change Jackson for the better. Nobody's asking you to do anything other than let somebody else eat. You've had a good run. You doing good. Your kids doing good. They went to private schools. They got the best. They go to Ole Miss. They went to Ole Miss in a Mercedes. I went to Morehouse on the Gray Dog. No, Hoss, I'm just telling you, please oppose me, and oppose me with that he's an Uncle Tom. He don't care for black folks. He put black folks. That's the conversation I want. And I'm going to buy some time over WMPR for my own self. We're going to be everywhere, baby. I'm a different kind of Negro. You can look at the size and shape of my head and see. That fella has unresolved issues. Look at him. That's me. Because my mama just, I would be sitting there, I turn around, look at her, she just sitting there shaking her head and say, Lord, what's wrong with my child? Our number 601-879-0002. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, we want to remind you, Two Gun Tactical. They'll be open this weekend. Stop by and get you some range time. Range time is only $30 for an hour. Excuse me, 15 for your partner who's with you. So for $45, you can shoot your little heart out for an hour's time. Ammo's available. Firearms are available to be rented if you need and don't have the one you want, or you want to try out something different. And, of course, with the new location, you'll be able to bring in your long guns and get your shooting on there at Two Gun Tactical. Two Gun Tactical at 667 Casey Lane in Flowood, Mississippi, near the Highway 80 end of Flowood. And, of course, the new location, soon to be open at Highway 51 at Lake Harbor. You can't miss the brand new spanking brand new building there. And we encourage you to follow them on their website, twoguntactical.com. And don't forget Mother's Day this weekend. You can go online right now and get the gift certificate for one class there for the ladies, the free, half a day class for $100. And they'll get you familiar with your firearm. For those ladies a little bit nervous about handling, you can get over the jitters. Veronica will be teaching that class, and you'll be glad you taking it, and you'll be glad you gave her that gift certificate. The gift certificate can be used for anything in the store, ammo, parts and accessory, and guns, and training. So check it out today, twoguntactical.com. All right, we got Mobile Bob. Hey, brother. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Hey, did you see where the governor in New York claimed that with black folks in the Bronx didn't know where the computer was?
Yep. And she based that on, did you hear the reason why she said it?
I kind of didn't hear. What did she say?
Well, she said that based on her experience as a former prosecutor, that when blacks in the Bronx broke into homes, they didn't steal the computers because they didn't know what they were.
Really? That's what you said?
No, I'm just kidding. But it sounds like something a Democrat would say.
Oh, yeah, really?
Kind of like Joe Biden.
Yeah, you know, of course he got so much heat from it, she had to apologize. But a woman, it was in your hand and it came out of your mouth,
mm-hmm.
Which means that for some bizarre reason, you thought it.
It's 2024. It's 2024, and she's thinking like that.
Yeah, really. It was 1994. Better be a tough sell.
Yep.
What is the soft bigotry of low expectation?
Big time.
Right, folks, that's what they think of you.
Well, again, and of course, the usual suspects give her a pass. But I can't use the word Negro. You know, and Negro, I mean, we should be proud of what Negroes did. I mean, they built, bro, not only did they did it with dignity, they did, and they did it against the most obscene actions of white Democrats. And yet blacks don't want to be associated with Negroes, but black people, the George Floyds, that's my boy, that's my boy. These people have lost their mind. I'm not going along with that foolishness. Nah.
And what's worse caused about it, a Negro or the other word?
Right.
Which they used repeatedly. All because they couldn't, a lot of black folks couldn't say the word R, use the word R in their pronunciation. They want to claim that there's a difference.
Right.
In the A and hard R. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. The only way that came about is that they were just too lazy to put the R in it when they were talking to each other. But well, no, now there's a difference. But white folks can't use either word.
But, you know, that distinction was made by some white folks who fed it into the social media mainstream, and people picked it up. Because if you notice, we as African Americans, black, Negroes, colored, so whatever the flavor of the day is, so we get everybody in there, pick your affiliation. If you notice, everything that doesn't affirm life, sagging pants, going to the store with your pajamas on, you know, just all the things that don't affirm life are the things that we embrace wholeheartedly. I'm looking at some mentally, I guess they're mentally ill. They certainly appear to be homeless going up and down, and their pants are sagging. I'm saying, dude, really? I mean, you're homeless. You obviously got one set of clothes, and you got to let them sag? Really?
Or whatever, lift black people up. At least they finally stopped saying if you're smart, you're acting white. Fortunately, that finally stopped. I guess they finally realized what they were saying when they said that. So you don't hear that too tough anymore. But yeah, it's just amazing. They say the Democrats do this kind of stuff all the time with black folks. You can't, because you're black, you can't get ID. Because you're black, you don't know what computer is. Because you're black, really? They don't want voter ID because black folks can't get it. And you saw that clip where the guy asked, first he asked the white folks, well, can black people get identification?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's hard for them and they can't do it and blah, blah, blah. Then he goes to ask the black folks, can black people get identification? They look at him like he's crazy.
Well, I would say something, but that would really tick folks off. And you know me, I am sensitive to the needs of my community. But no, that was part of my message on yesterday, and my message going forward has been the same for the last 33 years. And that is, folks, let us separate ourselves from these people. I mean, if you want to make a racial distinction, you can. But these are just people they have not figured out life. They're all into their feelings. And when I sit back and watch these folks watch their own kids' future get destroyed by people who don't like them or their kids, and they don't say anything, bruh, I don't need to affiliate. I don't need their support. Don't want to be around them. It's not going to work. There's no future where they're headed. So I feel very comfortable saying, okay, well, you're not going to support me. Cool, whatever. We're not going to lose any sleep over this because they haven't figured out that what they're doing, they're headed for a political Jonestown. I mean, they're going to kill each other. Bye.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Flipping back to Trump real quick. Sure. I didn't get a chance to car chime in the other day when Slimy Daniels was, talking about all the stuff they did, what she claims they did, sexually.
Right.
What she claims. And even CNN had to admit that her claim that, when Lawrence asked her, well, do you want Donald Trump put in jail? Do you dislike Donald Trump? She said, yeah, and she'll be happy to see him put in jail. People have to admit, how are you going to have a witness and not and the jurors expect her to be telling the truth when she's clearly showing she hates the person.
Right.
Well, then you can't believe anything she says, then, can you? Hmm. And everything she said was irrelevant. It was just to embarrass Trump. That was it.
Well, this whole notion, the payment, the whole notion of the payment is the crime. They were just trying to establish in the minds of the juror, well, he's guilty of something. He had sex with her. Yeah. He had well, that's not what he's charged with. He's not charged with having sex. But again, this is how slimy these people are. Yeah. Yeah. And she's written an affidavit form denial that she was paid any money. So. But again, they don't care.
Well, believe it now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are talking about Democrats. Like I said, even mm-hmm. laboratory rats look at them with the side eyes. Oh, my God, these people are nasty.
Oh, one more thing before I go. I saw, you know, once again, they asked these Gen Z-er women another question about men. And the reason one is floating around all over the Internet is, what would you prefer to be alone in the woods with? A strange man you don't know, or a bear? And they find a bunch of these women who said they would rather be alone with the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You really said that, but you really don't mean it. And it's like, they're training themselves to believe that men are more dangerous to them than a wild animal. The idea that's in their mind, it just started.
Again, you know who we're dealing with. But again, and see, this is why I keep saying we're just going to have to manhandle our future out of the hands of these people, because these people are, it's a death cult. Death doesn't dissuade them. It doesn't change their course of action.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. One woman said, well, you can reason with a bear.
Yeah, we've seen some of those on YouTube.
That's a good point. He did say it was a wild animal, right? Mm-hmm. The fact that it's wild means you can't reason with it.
it's all right. Well, look, we got to take a break there. Mobile Bob, always good, brother. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I want to remind you, fun on the water begins at Smith Marine, smithmarinesales.com. Pontoon boat is on your horizon. You hit that lick. The big bucks came in. The check's cleared. It's time to get that pontoon boat. Well, stop by smithmarinesales.com. Smith Marine Sales has everything you need for your watercraft pleasure. Ski boats, ski-doos, anything that floats, anything that you can enjoy on the water, they can get you if they don't already have. And they service and sell. They take units on assignment, consignment or unsigned, whatever it is, where they want you to sell something that you have for somebody else who might want to get into the watercraft enjoyment. So check it out today, too. Again, that's smithmarinesales.com on the res. Stop by, and the weather's going to be real nice this weekend, too. I think I may spend some time out at the park, just sit out and do a little reading and put my notes together and things. All right, folks, let's go to Chris. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Clay? Kim, my bad. Y'all talk such a light. My bad.
Yeah, all talk show hosts look alike, but go ahead.
So what?
I said all we talk show hosts look alike.
No, I said y'all talk alike.
I know it.
Y'all look alike. So you went and touched your head in the ring, huh? You go ahead and run for the mayor, huh?
Yeah, we're going to run for the roses, brother. Or run for the border, one of the two.
Okay. So,
hey, look, and listen, tell Chokwe when you see him that he's welcome to come on the program. He can either come in and we'll interview each other, or he can bring his interviewer and he can have the time to himself. I'll take that day off. So when you see him, tell him that invitation stands, okay?
You feel fine. I got one question though. When it comes down to the police, what's your idea? You going to keep the same chief, or you going to bring in the chief with you?
I have no problem with chief. I don't have much problem. I don't see anything wrong with that. I'm aware of what's going on with Chief Wade. I'm not in there to make a whole lot of waves with things. Let's put it like this here. The things that are working or the things that are not causing problems will be the last thing to be addressed. I think Chief Wade is doing everything within his power. I mean, you can't stop the kind of crime that we're having. The crime that I want to address is going to be approached in my approach is going to be trash. We got to clean up the city of Jackson. The trash is related to our mental state, and the mental state is that of a poverty spirit. And we got to start working our way back. Once people have better environments, they will perform and act better. Even if it's just one or two people no longer cutting the food, we're going to be ahead of the game. But the way we're going at it now, thinking that if we're going to arrest everybody that we catch doing crimes, number one, we're not going to catch everybody. Number two, the ones who are being arrested, dude, it's costing us more hassle trying to get them through the system than we're getting out of the whole process of spending that money towards that. So I think we're going to work towards, and I don't think, I know we're going to work towards keeping the kids from getting involved with the life of crime by raising better students. This is why the school component is so important. And when I hear people say, well, just having the teachers have control of the classroom, that ain't going to do anything. If we can save 24 students and sacrifice the one, I'd rather do that rather than sacrifice 24 and keep the one in there so you can keep cutting the food.
I agree with you on that one, Ken. You see how that goes? Now, to all you people out there, anybody who wants to use the N-word with the E-R or the A-N, I don't care. It don't bother me. I say that now because I have grown and matured as a person, as a man, as an American, as happens to be black. See, that's the difference. I'm not no Democrat. I'm not no Republican. I'm not going to label myself like this. I'm just an American who concerned about my country and concerned about my city and state.
Amen, brother.
So if you want to use any of the derogatory words, hey, knock yourself out. I'm like, who said that? You want to say it? Morgan Freeman?
Yeah. Well, and the thing, and what you're saying, Chris, is you don't answer to that. So you can say it all day long. You don't answer to that word.
I don't answer to it, and I don't say it.
Right. Well, look. I said it. Have said it. Everybody at some point has said it. It ain't a big deal. It ain't a hill to die on.
Exactly. Ain't nothing to live or die on. But my thing is, like I tell everybody else, you can't get mad at the other people saying it, and when we come to using ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or I ain't going to say we, but I'm going to say entertainers like comedians or what y'all like to say. You know, entertainment. Yeah, this is entertainment. That's their First Amendment right. That's fine. But we get mad and get at others and they say it, and it's like being racist. I mean, it don't work like that. And the whole thing about this right here, the Trump deal,
mm-hmm.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, once you get out of the case, he's going to be buying. I mean, it is what it is, man. Buying Trump, that's the same thing to me. I don't look at him no different.
I agree. Yep.
So with that, you said you're going to do what you can. That's a nice idea. So are they planning on doing a debate?
I don't know. I doubt if they will invite me. But if they do, I'll be glad to come. If not, I'll just go to the debates, listen to the questions, and come back on the air the next day and answer all the questions. That's all.
So you want as a Republican or you want
as a... I'm running as an independent.
Independent.
Yeah.
Now you'll get my votes. As I always say, you get my votes and you run as an independent.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is, listen, the bottom line is, in my estimation... If people are happy with and can tolerate what we're living in right now, bro, I don't know how I can even win somebody's vote who don't think there's a problem. If you don't think there's a problem, look, there's no need for me to even waste time to give you my platform. You've already decided that your feelings or race or whatever is more important than seeing your kids have a better future. I wasn't reared. My mom would never do no foolishness like that. I live with her, so I know what she's done. I know what she did, rather. But, Chris, look, I appreciate your call, man. Stay posted. I'll keep you posted, too.
All right, there, Kim. Have a good one.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. Folks, we are going into Mother's Day weekend. I want to take this moment to say to the mothers out there and to my mom and all the women and mothers in my life, aunts and uncles and yada, yada, yada. That's one of the things that I said last night. this present leadership that's over us at all levels, they're living beneath my home training. They're living beneath the values that came, that I received at my home. Don't they keep trying to say, your parents didn't see it at the dinner table. See, that guy is just an argumentative guy, but there's many people out there like him. That's why I have to challenge them. Bring it on. They love living in the mud, so I guess they can write rap songs about it. I don't know what their motivation is. But I don't appreciate what they're doing, they being the leadership that have us living like this. Our kids are angry. There's no reason for our kids to be angry. When you got other races of people, their kids are going on to start Google and Yahoo and everything else. Our kids are mad. That's coming from us, a selfish generation of adults who are trying to extend our glory days through our kids by passing on the anger. And these kids ain't experienced anything that would hold them back but their damn attitudes. And as I said last night, there's enough money tied up in the bad attitudes of Jackson that if we turn around, we can drive that and direct that money towards building and making Jackson better. But you got the donut heads out there and the angry Negroes who all they want to do is be angry. They don't have a solution to anything. And nobody's stopping them from offering one. That's why they can't stand when I point out the fact that, say what you will, those white boy Bobs, those evil white Republicans, those evil white legislators, those evil governors, Barber, Bryant, and Reeves, and Hoseman, and Gunn, and all those other folks, they brought in $15 billion to the county of Madison, 20 miles from Jackson. Now, you can say what you want. But what you can say to me is explain why you couldn't parlay that $15 billion into some gains. Now, you ascribed evil motives and intent to Tate and Barber and Gunn and Hoseman and Bryant, etc. But there's still $15 billion on the table that got spent. And you couldn't make it work for you? Okay, they may be racist. Let's give you that. Okay, they may... But that doesn't explain why you didn't get yours. When you gave us a list of things that you say people needed in order to save these kids in the community, they need midnight basketball, they need recreation, they need job training, they need job skills, they need money for the school. Everything came through that $15 billion, dog. And you don't want to talk about why you couldn't parlay it. That's why I keep saying, folks, we need some men. You need more men like me who's going to say what I'm saying to those Negroes who are dragging their damn feet, who call themselves leaders. Why Gluckstadt, in what, 2 years, leapfrogged over Jackson in terms of growth, leapfrogged over Kenton? Because they didn't have to deal with that attitude. Folks, we're doing it wrong. But you're willing to sacrifice. If this is what my mom would have said, she said, look, tell me now, you say they educating babies, they educating kids over there. Yeah, but you know, they evil white Republican. I don't care. I want my child in there. I want my child to get that education. He can deal with the racism. Send him on over there. But not these Negroes. Oh, they rolled their eyes at me. They didn't say nice things. Grown blank men talking about somebody that don't like them. You guys are weak. You ain't built for this next phase of growing our community. I'm going to ask you respectfully, leave the stage, please, on your own volition. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right. And like I said, Mother's Day is coming up. You know, here's the deal about mothers, about women in general, but mothers in particular. I think, you know, when I got sick, I was 30-something days, hospitalized and yada, 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 and then rehab, et cetera. But here's the deal. I thought about it. Man, I ain't go through anything. My mom, 11 kids. And I thought about it. I said, just getting those kids up to knee baby status, you add in the pregnancy, getting them up to, that's like 3 years. That's 33 years out of her life. And you think about what women do. Dude, that's some incredible crap. It is serious jelly, man. We just talking about getting them up to the knee baby stage. Ain't talking about getting them up to 18, all the meals. Bro, we don't give them women enough credit. I mean, even the most ratchet mom, folks, brothers, don't complain about paying that child support. Give that woman that money. It ain't that much money compared to what they put in. I promise you. They deserve every dime. Even if they're the most ratchet, at least they gave birth to the baby and didn't kill it. But anyway, happy Mother's Day. We love you. You do good work. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Friday. It is the Gun and Knife Club beginning in 53 minutes. Be ye ready. Again, you don't have to take my warning. You'll be room temperature. You'll be climate changed, unalived, and you'll be saying, dang it, Kim was right again. Going to your final resting place knowing that I was right again. That'll be you, Donut Head. But anyway, folks, it is an open forum here today. And we want to invite your participation on the hotline sponsored by our good friends over Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Complete Exteriors stands at the ready to help you with any storm damage you may have experienced over the yesterday evening. Give them a call, 326-2755. Windows, gutters, roofing, siding, they can take good care of it. So we encourage you to give them a call. Keep that number handy, 326-2755. Area code what? 601. All right, folks, it is an open forum, but we also want to remind you that the Gun and Knife Club will begin in earnest in 52 minutes. And what that is you need to be out of town by 6 p.m. And we've asked, there's a public service announcement and a request upon the criminal element in our community that if they would just hold off until 6 p.m., give the hardworking people of Jackson an opportunity to get home with their hard-earned lucre. That way, you know, they can feed their families. It ain't all about you. So those of you who found tearing after 6 p.m., then you're subject to get shot, killed, robbed, and unalived. And we don't want that to happen to you. So, again, you got a warning to get on out of town or be strapped down so you have a fair fight. And I encourage you to carry a firearm. As a matter of fact, I do encourage firearm ownership as a way to not just defeat crime, but to protect yourself. You are your first responder. JPD cannot do everything. No police force can. So if you choose that, well, I'm strongly opposed to firearm, I understand. If you don't want to own one, that's fine. There are consequences. So, again, this is your opportunity to do just that. Matter of fact, let's go to the streets of Jackson. Matter of fact, my producer will be going to the audio cam located outside of City Hall, across from the Jackson Police Department and the county courthouse, pillars of our community to help us maintain justice and get justice and apprehend the bad guys. So, again, let's go listen in and see what's going on down at City Hall and nearby. Go ahead. Oh, City Council in session. Hey! Hey! Uh-oh, seems to be a little dispute. Robert's Rules of Order, does it prevail? Nope. There you go. That's what prevails. Gunfire. Well, where's Kingfish? You would think he'd be in there chronicling all this here. I think he'll come around. Uh-oh. You ain't going to make with those small arms, baby. That's just to get you to your car. All right. Where is Forest Hill Band? Forest Hill in the house. There you go. Go Forest Hill. They don't play that, baby. You think those are band instruments in those cases. Run, save yourself. Oh, my God. Where's Mayor Wade? Uh-oh, JPD changing shifts. Cover me. Here come Kingfish. He wants to know exactly what went down, who's responsible. Don't lie. You can't hold those statistics forever. And old Mackie backing down. Hey, Jenny Java. Hey. What about Lucy Brown, the last of the Brown clan?
on the right, babe. Now that Mackie. Back in town. Yeah. Run, save yourselves. Oh, my God. Do the belt buckle crawl. Uh-huh. All right, I love it. I love it. The Jackson. Boy, I tell you what, if you got low blood pressure, 6 p.m., that's going to be solved. You're going to be sweating motor oil trying to get out of Jackson, nervous as a prostitute in church. But anyway, you were warned by Radio Strong. And it actually is not that bad until you're the one who gets shot. Then it's a real problem. But again, we try to warn you. Wherever you have Democrats in charge and they dominate politically and demographically, what are you going to have? Senseless murder, random violence, and general mayhem. And this is what I don't understand. Why don't you folks why don't you just embrace? You embrace your weirdness, your gay stuff. Why don't you embrace just being a Democrat and there's going to be a lot of crime wherever you guys congregate in large numbers? You're obviously not ashamed because you keep repeating the same thing. What do you want us to do? We've done everything we can to try to get you folks to say, look, there is a better way to have a better life. And you refuse to grab hold of it. $15 billion invested within 20, 25 miles and on the doorstep of major black cities, and you still can't make good with it. And then you're unwilling to sit down and say, hey, well, what are we doing wrong? So where is everybody else responsible at that point? So what I'm saying and what I'm telling you on the campaign trail, folks, there's a cutoff date. There's a cutoff date. We're not going to keep doing this foolishness. Now, either you sit down amongst yourselves and figure out what you're doing wrong and what you're doing right, why you couldn't parlay $15 billion into some better conditions. Otherwise, we're not going to keep just shoveling money at you because you say so. Now, you can say, well, you just saying it for what? Whatever. It's still, we're not going to do it. Society's not going to do it. You need to straighten up. You need to get your crap together. That's why I keep saying we need men who will sit down and do the right thing, at least figure out why the wrong thing keeps happening. You're not willing to do any of those things, but you're steadily barking out orders and pointing your bony finger of indignation at everybody else. Remember, they ascribed ill motives to Tate, to Phil, to Haley. And in spite of all that, those jobs were brought here, those plants were brought here. And rather than saying, we're going to take advantage of this here and grow our community, they sat back and complained. Is that what you want? Now, to me, I know I'm better than this. I'm better than this type of leadership. And what I'm seeing is just too many people who don't have the courage or the conviction, they know in their heart of hearts it's not good. And yet they won't say anything. Bruh, like I said, I'm willing to excise those people who think like that, because it's not worth it. The squeeze ain't worth the juice ain't worth the squeeze, whatever the saying goes. Let's go to Miss Carol. Hey, Carol. Kim Wade here. How you doing?
Kim.
Carol, how you doing?
I'm fine. Kim, I would like to see somewhere online. I would like to see your presentation from last night. How could I do that?
Well, I tell you, I can email it to you. Clay may have it up on his site. But I'll email it to you if you leave a way, or email it or text it to you, whichever one you want. Is this a text line that you call? I mean, a cell number you're calling in from?
No, the number I'm calling you in from goes through my internet. So it goes through my router, so no, it's not. And I want to ask you another question, Tim.
Sure.
Will you let us know when you're going to be having a program or a presentation over at WNPR?
I will.
And I want to ask you something else, and then I'll let you go, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
How would the mayor of Jackson, presumably, if you get elected, do you feel that you would be compatible and comfortable working with the Hinds County Board of Supervisors?
Oh, matter of fact, that is part of the plan. That is part of the plan. Hines County. Hines,
so you feel like.
Yeah.
So you feel like it's possible that you could find common ground with the Board of Supervisors?
Oh, absolutely. I've already spoken with a couple of the supervisors. This is what I'm asking for those supervisors who have their boundaries within the city of Jackson. I'm going to try to direct the funds the city has towards road repair to the Board of Supervisors that already have the equipment, have the manpower, and they actually do a better job, use better quality materials, et cetera, until Jackson gets its weight up in terms of its finances and its ability to do some street repairs themselves. Here to date, trying to get agreements between Hines County and the city has been difficult because the city seems to have always some reason. This, in my estimation, the leadership has been very petty in terms of the Board of Supervisors has projects ready to go. They just need a signature because they can't come in on Jackson's turf without their permission. And they just lackadaisical about getting it signed off on. We're going to have a representative at the Board of Supervisors meeting to keep abreast and have somebody in contact with the county administrator to make sure these things stay on track. But the money is there. We're just wasting a lot of money because of just people all into their feelings. You know, well, I don't want to work with them. They're not my frat. They're not what? Just all sorts of foolish. We're not doing that anymore. We're going to act like adults, and we're going to handle adult business. We're not going to do business in a Negro way where I won't deal with you because I don't like. No, you were hired on to represent the government in this area, road building or whatever the case may be. So, yes, we're going to work with everybody. Matter of fact, we had a representative from the legislature there last night. He said, Kim, we stand at the ready to help and work with you. Just bring us some plans, something written down. We're not looking for somebody to come down and tell us what we ought to be doing. And then when we do something on our own volition, we get screamed at for trying to take over the city of Jackson. Well, what we're going to do, and I said this last night, I'll say this today. There's money tied up in Jackson with the present tax dollars that if we just squeeze all the ingratitude out of our dealings with folks, there's going to be plenty of opportunity to grow those dollars that we have using the assistance and help from others. But right now, let's be honest, we've got a perception of just having a funky attitude in terms of what people ought to do for the capital city. Well, maybe they ought to, but that don't mean that they want to, are willing to, or will do. We're just going to take a different approach, that's all.
I do agree that the capital city should have priority when it comes to compared to the other cities. All right, Kim, I'm going to be dependent on you to let us know, your listeners, your loyal listeners, which I proudly am one, when we can hear you on other venues and when your presentations are going to be available, particularly to us that are, you know, not there in person, Kim.
Right. Carol, I will do that. Look forward to it, okay? And like I said, if you have an email, I'll email it to her. Just leave it with the producer, okay?
All right, Kim.
All right. Let's go, if you would, put her on hold. But here's the deal, folks. This stuff is work. I mean, this stuff is doable. But we got some folks in there whose ecosystem, whose economy is tied up in the way we've been doing things the last 40, 50 years. Folks, I understand that. I have an interest in the real estate industry. I have a real interest in radio. I have an interest in investing community, yada, yada, yada. So I understand, you know. But at the end of the day, I cannot get my grind on at the expense of everybody else eating. And what you hear me saying in my approach to policies is coming from how I saw my parents, the sacrifices they made so that we would have a future. We've got grown adults sacrificing their kids' future for their right now. And this is like using their kids' Social Security number the way that we're squandering resources. This is beneath me, and I'm saying it forthrightly. I got folks out there who want me to fold into their way of doing things that is harmful to the future of these kids. And not just my kids, kids in general. You don't do that. Now, you may disagree, fine, but to the extent that I can stop you, oppose you, I'm going to do that.
Because the future don't belong to you. The future is where we're going to spend the rest of our lives, but the kids are going to spend more of their lives in the future than we are. You don't have a right to do that. When I told you about Benny Thompson, his holding up of the building of houses up there in the Delta, he thought it was a flex on his part to show people how much juice he got, or has, I'm sorry. But the bottom line is, yes, he did it. But look what he did to other people's dreams. And then we sit back and point at white people for redlining, saying they stole generational wealth. What the hell did he just do? Why is it okay with him? Because he's black. Because they got this, again, they got this economy where certain blacks are hooked up and plugged in, getting 110 at the wall, and they don't see any reason to change. And I'm saying, nah, dog, you can slice this pie thinner. More people can eat. And you telling me, man, you sucking your teeth. I don't see how we can cut this pie. I ain't even got a knife. I'm going to have to eat it. I'm just going to have to bite into it. Nah, dog, you're full of crap. Now, I understand people out there. Some people will uphold that foolishness on the strength. They ain't getting nothing out of it themselves. They ain't like they getting paid. They just defending it. But what they've never had was a person like me who will stand up forthrightly, flat-footed, and say, we ain't doing this no more. You stingy. You're selfish. Here's your choice going into the mayoral election in Jackson at this point. You got a guy who you believe is stealing from you, and then you got a guy who has stole from you. And they all couch their whole hustle in black crap. Oh, I love black people. Oh, they just be holding their heart. I love black people so much. You can't stand myself. I just love black people. Negro, please. You stuck grandmama with a $3,000 water bill while you riding around in a Maybach. Give me a break. I'm just saying, I don't need you to like me. I'm just telling you now, everybody got to eat. You won't have to like me to get good government. You come down there, Kim don't like me. No, bro. If I hear you getting hassled by the city workers, you're going to get the same courtesies anybody else going to get. No, dog, you cannot. Because we're going to be open for business. We got to have the currency flowing. If Big Mama want to sell cold pop, ice pops off her front porch, let her do it. One of the things we're going to have, we ain't going to have any inspector coming out with less knowledge of the air that he's inspecting than the people he's trying to inspect. You haven't constructed a birdhouse, and you out here trying to tell somebody who's building houses and been building houses how it's supposed to be done. Now, don't get me wrong. They got generally accepted. They got the building standards. I understand all that. But if you don't have the experience or degree, and I'm going to tell you now, you need to be going back to school and getting your paperwork in order. You out there holding up million-dollar projects because you got the power of the pen. Hoss, again, the goal is to get the currency flowing. That's the reason why we can't parlay the $15 billion, because you got too many folks out there trying to get their grind on. Hey, brother, you're a businessman. You know how business is done. Put some money in the tip jar. And while you do that and hold up a million-dollar project, there's folks who can't eat, can't work. We're not doing that anymore. There's ways you can make a little extra money if you're trying to make some money, but you can't do it at the expense of everybody else. Oh, you just don't like black folks. I don't like black folks who's stealing. You're not getting the pass with me. That's why I said I welcome that fight. I welcome that fight. I'm down to my last $10 million, and we don't have any minorities at his eyes. Oh, my God. My mother said, don't let your reserves get below 10, Socrates. If you do, you're going to bring damnation to the family. Nah, dog, we ain't doing it like that. And you know what? We don't even begrudge you your grind, man. Let somebody else eat. But you know what? I'm saving you from these young brothers. These young brothers will kill you. They'll kill me. They will kill anybody. I was listening to a brother who grew up in L.A. talk. He's on the internet, got a podcast, David Sperling. He said, people don't understand the culture of L.A. and the gangs. He said, we live in a culture where you could be in a barbershop. There could be four or five guys in there waiting to get their haircut or getting their haircut. Four or five guys who will kill you. I mean, who just have the mindset that I will kill somebody and go sit down for however many years I need to do it. He said, people don't understand it. That's why beefing on the internet and social media, people from California, people who are not from California don't understand. People take that stuff serious. They kill you about that stuff. And this is what I'm trying to tell the black middle class. Y'all playing a game. You ain't letting these kids get educated. Let's take a break. I'm sorry. All right, folks, we got one of our favorites on the line. Before we get to him, I want to remind you, Tom Smith Land and Homes. People ask me, is there a man I can talk to about land? Absolutely. And there's a woman you can talk to about residential properties. That would be his lovely bride, Ellen. Ellen, they've got a great list of properties. She's got one up in Reunion. Let's see what's going on here with this one. This is a 30, almost 3,600 square foot, unobstructed view of the lake. Fence backyard, swim with a whirlpool, screened-in porch. Folks, this is beautiful. 684, it's a beautiful home, a lot of parking, beautiful landscaping. Give Ellen a call, 601-898, for your viewing this weekend. 601-898-2772. This is a beautiful home up in the Reunion subdivision. But wait, there is more. We got another one here from Tom Smith Land and Homes. And this is a new listing in Starkville. That's right, folks. For game day, you got a game day house up there. For all you high rollers, you want to have your second home up there for the games. This is one you can pick up here. That would be, come on now, on Highway 115, what is it called? RV Way in Starkville, Mississippi. The Cottages of Starkville. It's an ideal game day escape situated a stone's throw from the stadium. It has 3.5 baths, 1,600 square feet, close to 1,700 square feet, built in 2016. Folks, this is a great deal. Who is this? It's got this listed here. It's only $499, man. This is a beautiful home, beautiful subdivision, comfortable. And it is listed by, Ellen again. Ellen's listed as his home. You want to contact her for your game day getaway. Folks, I'm telling you, when it comes to properties, Ellen's your girl. Anywhere in the state, go to Tom Smith Land and Homes, click on counties, and click on the county that you're interested in, and every listing you hear described here, be it land or residences, will be found there. So, again, for those of you who don't have access to the MLS, Tom Smith Land and Home is your gateway to it. Click on his website. You can get all the information you need when you need it. TomSmithLandonHomes.com. Who is that? Snowball! What's up, man? What do you want to agree with me about, sir?
Kim.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about your people. I want to talk about your peoples again. You know, I told you about my ordeal I had the other day.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something that's funny.
What happened?
So, I called the shipper. And I try to contact ATL.
Mm-hmm.
And what the dealer told me, just give it a cooling off period. So I called them again at 12 o'clock today. And the woman hung up in my face. So I called the store manager and told him, doggone, put my, you know, Green Eyes, she loved doing the video business. And she got several thousand viewers.
Mm-hmm.
And she get paid for doing that. So she owned it.
Right.
So we're going to put them on blast. I want them to lose their license, Kim. This was her excuse when they was going to send her the return labels. Mm-hmm. They asked what her excuse, what the reason for her not getting my merchandise. She said that she felt, what it was, what word did she use?
That she didn't want to deal with Negroes like you.
No.
Okay. Woo. No racism?
No. She was a color.
Oh, okay.
She said she felt the word escapes me.
She felt disrespected by you, or you didn't show her enough.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. She felt disrespected because I tracked my order. You know, I'm serious. Yeah, it was a laugh, man. You know, for real, Kim, my blood pressure been up since Wednesday. And when we sat up and we laughed about that on the phone, it relieved my blood pressure. It was really up. her excuse was I disrespected her. She felt disrespected because I tracked my order. I tracked my order from Ohio to Memphis, from Memphis to Ridgeland, to Ridgeland to North State Street at 12:30, 12:20.
Right.
And they tried to lie and say they didn't have to pay. Then she tried to lie when I called and said she already signed it back. And I know she hadn't signed it back because they have to give you a return a return code where they can track it going back.
That's right.
And so what I'm saying is I'm being serious today, Kim.
Okay.
Momentum Pond is not a place for us to do our business. I wish they get their asses out of Jackson. I wish they lose their FFL license. I really.
Well, I know the guys over there, but
my best.
I disagree. You just happen to have.
Best.
You just caught a bad day, bro.
I'm gonna do my best to make sure that no, Kim, no. I'm gonna tell you something.
Okay, tell us something.
I tried to talk to David over there. I tried to talk to him. I asked him what his procedure was. You tell me what your procedure is. If you want to put a 2 or 3 day waiting period on that, which I don't think is necessary, let a person know that. You don't let a person go and purchase something offline, then pay state taxes on it, and then you're going to hold it when you want to let it go.
Well, have you received it yet?
That's not your business. And then this is what I told the fella. Listen, Kim.
Okay.
I told David. I said, look here. I said I could have went to Boondocks, or I could have went to Vans. I said, but I decided to give you all the business because I was going to buy some ammo.
Right.
Oh, that little business don't make no business. But see, people like Boondocks, I bet you they collect like $5,000 a week in just transfers. So if you don't appreciate the $27 I'm going to give you, you don't appreciate none of my business.
Well,
and that's not good business, Kim.
Listen. I know David, and I know the guy. I know Momentum down through the years. That's it. I think this is a one-off snowball. You just caught the lady at a bad day, man.
No, I don't care what kind of Kim. I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what kind of feelings you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Your job as a person that's going to do the transfers is to get that product in, enter it into your system, call them people, run their background check, give them their mess, and let them go. It's not for you to go and dictate what you want to do.
Well, let me ask you.
Now, all BS aside, it's not for you to dictate what you want to do. I want to hear some of your colors call in before we get off the air.
Well, we got to take a break. Hold on. We got to take a break. I'll let you finish when we come back. We'll be right back. All right. Hey, I want to remind you, if you're out furniture shopping this weekend, don't forget our good friends over at Lewis Furniture Store and Mattress Gallery, home of the Oohs and Ahs, Clinton's only furniture store, located right next to Nukes. They'll be open to 6 this evening, 4 tomorrow, but they're open 24 hours on the web, lewisfurniturestore.com. In-house financing is available. Any kind of financing you need to make sure you walk home with the, go home with the gift and item furniture that you've chosen. Folks, they're going to make it happen. And I would encourage you folks, if you're looking for mattresses, please check them out. That's where I got mine. I'm really pleased with the selections and the recommendation and the knowledge. Check out Lewis Furniture Store and Mattress Gallery in Clinton. Let's get back to Snowball. And let me just say, I support Momentum Shop, Pawn Shop there on North State Street and all their locations. I know Dave, the good folks over there, hat tip to them. Snowball has had an experience that he's not a happy camper, but let's hear what else you got, Snowball.
Well, Kim, the thing is, I don't think I'm the only one. See, here's the thing, Kim. I was in search of a 1911 45 ACP, and I didn't want to spend $2,000 for a 1911. So I searched around. I searched for the last year,
mm-hmm.
And 6 months ago, I found one that was affordable. I'm not going to call no names, but it was affordable, and it compared with the Colt. Plus it had room for you to do a minimum bill. You know, you can put a ghost trigger on it, you can put a full length guide rod.
Well, you don't want to put a ghost trigger on. That's illegal, but go ahead.
No, it's not. You got to know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Okay, I don't know.
That's a lighter trigger. It's a lighter trigger. Anyway, the 1911 trigger is amazing anyway, but the ghost trigger makes it even more amazing. Anyway, I found one. So you have to imagine, everybody don't have disposable cash. So when you go and you plan up for 6 months to get something, and then you finally make that decision, okay, I'm going to go on and try this. I never ordered nothing offline. And you order something, and you pay for it, You pay the taxes and everything on it. You make arrangements. And then just because somebody's in their feelings or whatever, and they decide to make decisions like that, and you playing with people's money, man, that's not good.
Have you picked up the gun?
One, but it's other people that probably didn't know to go and call and get people involved. Other people probably just didn't know how to complain. But I'm going to do my damnedest.
But what is your beef? Did you get the gun? Have you gotten the gun? That's the question.
No. It's an inconvenience. They're going to have to send the gun back and then send it back to Boondock. See, that's an inconvenience, Kim. Well, they did an inconvenience just because they were in their feelings, because that woman didn't want to get up off her ass and do her job. If Boondocks can put in 30 guns a day. No. If people can put in 30 guns a day.
You're not making sense. You're saying this is
a many. I know that that pawn shop don't get that many people coming there doing transfer every day.
I know. But
if you can't do, you in 3 days, you can't do your job. If you want to get in your feelings, that's unacceptable, Kim. I understand that you. I thought me and David was pretty cool. I came in 3 times to co-sign for my cousin to get 3 guns.
What?
I thought we had a pretty good rapport. Yeah. I thought we had a pretty good rapport. I told him I was gonna, I was planning on ordering something. The last time I talked to him, within a month. I thought we shook hands. I thought we were gonna have coffee together. But he supported. And he upheld that Negro mess. It was simply Negro mess. You don't do nothing like that, man. That ain't got nothing to do with them. And she did it. Well, these confused people, they confuse. That's all I'm going to say about it. But, you know, karma's a real bitch. She's for real. That's all I'm going to say about that, bro.
You can't.
But thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. Folks, here's an example of what I'm talking about if you notice, at least I've noticed this here, everything's a death match. You just can't have a simple disagreement, or somebody could just have dropped the ball. It's got to be a fight to the death. And this is what I'm saying about the candidacy. Guys, we're tired of having to fight for everything. I was talking with someone today on a business thing, and I'm saying, you know, I don't want to have to go to 2 or 3 hours every day talking about what happened in the civil rights movement. And that's the reason why the immigrants are getting inroads in the jobs and stuff. Because people just want a damn job done, man. Okay, you got a legitimate gripe. Do we have to hear about it every damn day? And you know it's not going to change the price of eggs. Why can't, and this is what I'm saying about the city of Jackson and the resources and the management of the resources. There's enough money tied up in just the parable of the talents. You're not making good use of what God has given you and told you to grow. You're spending too much time complaining. But because you think that everybody around me complain and you ain't going to ever get our votes because everybody I know like complaining. Well, bro, I don't want your vote. Keep doing you. I'm going for those people who want to see Jackson do better. It ain't complicated. Or you just worried about them white folks. If the white folks are the only ones who want Jackson to be better and I get 50+1, I'm good. If it's a mixture and 50+1, I'm good. You are the problem. And I'm not talking about you, Snowball. I'm just saying, guys, everybody take a step back. Damn, please. Can't you recognize when something good happened and just enjoy it? Take advantage of it. Encourage your kids to. People are tired of hearing about this. They're not indifferent. They're just tired. They got other things to do. For God's sake, for the love of God, stop. You're getting on my last Negro nerve. Oh, I can't say Negro. Black, colored, Negro, Hutu, I don't know, whatever. Y'all getting on my nerves. What a brother got to do? Who do I need to see to get you to quit complaining about this? And you know what? The people who tell you to be angry, the white people will tell you, those same Negroes on a one-on-one up in the towers, Capitol Towers, and they giggles and grins. You can count every tooth in their head and their tonsils every time you smile, every time they laugh. But when they come around you, they get on WNPR, they act like, oh, man, I'm fellow Mandela. I'm blacker than the black. Man, please. We're going to have a Mission Mississippi in the Kim Wade administration. Mission Mississippi, the economic version. We're going to match one white up with one black who wants to do some business and do business in a manner that everybody eats. How about that? We're going to switch things up. As I told you, we're going to do the set-aside program like this for the contracts of the city of Jackson. Everybody can participate. Here's what you got to do. You got to volunteer and earn some Kim coins. That's right. You volunteer. You say you want to make the community better. You uplift kids. You read with them, or you provide dump trucks for communities to clean up their neighborhoods and stuff. When you bid on a contract, you get some Kim coins. You'll have Kim coins. And that will offset if you're looking for some extra points. You're not going to get it because you're black, gay, or whatever. Now, if that is not a level playing field, I don't know how you can get the field any leveler. You can't say, oh, they are discriminating. No, you didn't want to contribute anything. You want somebody to give you a break, but you don't want to give anybody else a blessing. No, Hoss, I'm a different kind of Negro. We're coming at this from a different angle. Now, if you want the same old thing, if all you into is that Wakanda crap, I'm not your guy. But if you want to have it where you can go to a shopping place in Jackson that's just as nice as the Renaissance or the Flowwood Promenade or the Outlet Mall, I'm your Huckleberry. But if all you want is the Negro mess, go with Chokwe, go with Marcus, go with your run-of-the-mill blacks that are offering themselves up. But I'm coming in here, brother. We getting ready to break some stuff up at the dope. Let's take a break. All right, I want to remind you, Tom's Fried Pies, make it your destination this weekend, Highway 49 South, south of Kroger's there in Richland, Mississippi, right there at the green light there where the Walgreens is and right across the street in that shopping center is Tom's Fried Pies. Remember to buy two or you'll regret it. Let's go to Chris. Hey, buddy.
Brother Wade, how you this evening?
All is well, my friend. What's up?
You're on point. I was going to call... And I'm still aggravated about, I hate to call somebody's name, but Mr. John the Idiot.
Here's the thing, John.
John, they found your replacement, and they're bringing them in daily over the border down there.
Mm-hmm.
They said to bring them in and send them a check and give them everything for free because they got their vote like they got yours.
Yep.
It's going to come to a stopping point.
Well, they intend to destroy America, and they're going to do it because people won't share a common values. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's the whole thing with Jackson. The reason why we're having problems pulling things together is because we don't have a shared common goal. And I'm saying the old folks, and of course, scriptures give us the recipe. You take care of the kids. When you take care of the kids, you take care of the future. You take care of the kids and property value, things work themselves out. But because adults have become so immature and selfish, we keep thinking everything's about us. That's why I said my mother wouldn't care. Look, she don't care if the Republicans put the program together or the Democrats. If they're educating kids over there, I want my child in that. But not us today. Oh, no, I don't fool with them. And yet the people that you fool with won't educate your kids. But because you don't love your kids enough to promote them, you worried about your relationship with the Democrat Party or whoever it is. Bruh, you are scripturally untenable, the position that you're in. It's not going to work. That's why I say I welcome their challenge to me. Bring it on. You're not scripturally grounded. You can't win this. I want to play our favorite clip. I want to know who's looking out and who's worried about black people. Let's ask this guy.
White folks are not thinking about us. You know who white folks are thinking about? They're thinking about their children, their families, their communities, their education, their husbands, their wives, and their neighborhoods. That's who they should be thinking about. That's who Asians are thinking about. They ain't thinking about you. I had a very good friend of mine say to me not long ago, he said, George, I know black people's problem. I said, oh, really, Bob? What's black people's problem? He said, you spend all your time thinking about us, and we don't spend any of our time thinking about you. So if you ain't thinking about you, and we damn sure ain't thinking about you, who's thinking about you? So if you ain't thinking about you, and we damn sure ain't thinking about you, who's thinking about you?
There's a message in there for a believer.